Stand, take your Bibles and take them to the Psalms and turn to Psalm 23.
Amen.
And understand if you're not able to stand, several are not, but if you are able to stand, we would much appreciate that. Amen. And honor to the Word of God. Psalm 23. Again, your Bible should open up to that. Next week, we're going to do a mid-year review. We'll be back at Psalm 121. And they should open up there as well. Psalm 23, if you don't have a Bible, there's some Bibles in front of you. But Psalm 23 is where we're going to be at today. And we're going to tackle verse number 4 today. Now, verse number 4, we'll read all of the Psalm today, but just pretty much focus on verse number 4. And we're not going to finish verse 4 today, but we're going to tackle quite a bit of that today, though. Amen. Everybody at Psalm 23, say amen.
Amen.
And if you're not, say, oh, me, and we'll wait just a couple seconds. Amen. Everybody should be there. All right, read together with me, starting in verse number 1 all the way down to verse number 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, we have covered verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, and or 1, 2, and 3. And up to this point, David has been talking about his shepherd. Notice in verse number 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In verse 4, David takes a turn. David is no longer talking about his shepherd. He begins to talk to his shepherd. Notice it says in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Notice this, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. David now is talking no longer about his shepherd. David now is talking to his shepherd. Amen. Notice when he started talking to his shepherd, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, there's a time when you can talk about your shepherd to others and brag about your shepherd to others, and you ought to. But when you start going through the valleys, you need to talk to your shepherd. And that's exactly what David begins to do here. We don't know what valley he's going through, but he said there's a shadow of death here. There's some impending danger on his life. And he stops talking about his shepherd and starts talking to his shepherd and says, hey, thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff. Thou preparest, thou anointest. I'm no longer talking about you. I'm talking to you now. I need you right here. And I'm so glad you're right here by my side. And let me tell you something. When you're going through the valleys, you don't have time to talk about your Savior. You don't have time to brag about your Savior. You need to talk to him. And you need to say, yea, though I walk through this valley, this shadow, this seeming death on my life, I'm going to fear no evil because you are with me.
Amen.
It's time to stop talking about him and start talking to him. I don't know what valley you're in today, but I know there are many valleys out there that we can be in.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
And David said, you know, I'm going to stop talking about him. And I'm going to start talking to him.
Amen.
Let me challenge you today. Maybe you need to start talking to the Savior instead of talking about him. It's good to talk about him.
Yes, sir, it is.
But if you're going through a valley, you need to talk to him. Father, thank you for today. Lord, we know that David has some impending danger in his life. He's got some valley that he's walking through. There is a shadow of death upon his life. And Lord, we don't know the time. We don't know the situation. We don't know what type of shadow of death this is. But we do know that he stops talking about you and begins to talk to you. Lord, when we're going through life's valleys, we must do the same. Help us, Lord, to find where we are at today. Help us to find out where we're at by talking to you today. Let your word speak loud and clear to our hearts. Lord, I'm sure there are many valleys in this auditorium today. And with the valleys that we find ourselves in, Lord, help us to reach out to the one and only hand that can help us. David said, "Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me." Lord, may we find comfort today in Jesus Christ. Lord, prepare the table for us. Anoint our heads with oil, Lord. Work in our midst, Lord. Do what only you can do today by the Holy Spirit's power. Visit us today. Lord, there are many needs in this room, and I pray that by your Holy Spirit's power that you would walk each and every aisle. Lord, you touch that heart of that man, that woman, that boy or girl that is going through a valley today that they don't quite understand. They can't quite comprehend. Lord, speak to that man, that woman, that boy or girl. Reveal to them that you still are their shepherd. You still are their savior, and you're still with them, even though the valley seems dark. And even though the impending death seems to loom over their situation, God, help them to know that thou art with us today. If there's one today without Jesus Christ, I pray that they would not venture into the valley of the shadow of death without having Jesus as their Savior. Prick that heart of that man, woman, boy, or girl. Reveal to them they need to be born again. They need to be saved. They need to trust Christ as Savior today. There is hope in Jesus. He's a rock of salvation. So, Lord, by the Holy Spirit's power, draw men, women, boys, and girls to your precious bleeding side because you love us and you love them. Help them now that's troubled, them in sorrow, them in sadness, but also those that are singing and those that are saved. Work in our midst like only you can work. Save lost people today. Because that's what you came to do, seek and to save that which was lost. Encourage saints today as they go through the valley of the shadow of death. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. You may be seated. Mrs. Dawson is going to sing a special today, "Even in the Valley, God is Good."
The sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness here above the cares of life. But I just come through the valley of trouble, fear, and pain. It was there I came to know my God enough to stand and say, hope in that place where tears of sorrows dwell. Can't you hear him gently whispering, I'm here and all is well.
God is good. Let me get myself turned on here. Praise the Lord. Even in the valley, God is good. And I really appreciate that song. And you know, there's nothing like being in the valley. And if you've been in the valley, you know what that song is talking about. Amen. If you've not been in the valley, just wait a little bit of time. And I assure you, you will go through one sooner or later. Valleys are no respect of persons. Amen. The good go through valleys and the bad go through valleys. The saved go through valleys and the lost go through valleys. Amen. So valleys are a part of life. You say, preacher, what's a valley? It's a low point in life when everything seems to be against you and you can't see your way out of it. Amen. Give you some background as to where we've been at so far. We're talking about the shepherd and his sheep in Psalm 23. David is the writer here. So far, we've covered verse number 1, and we saw the position of David's shepherd. We saw he's the Lord. We saw the possession of David's shepherd. He says, he's my shepherd. We also saw the provision of the shepherd. He says, I shall not want. I don't have need of anything. Then we saw in verse number 2, the production of the shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He makes me to do that. Then we saw the purification of the shepherd in verse 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And now we come to verse 4, the protection of the shepherd. The protection of the shepherd. You know, any type of shepherd that has sheep wants to protect his flock. Amen. If he's a good shepherd, he's going to make sure that his sheep are well protected, they're guarded, and they're looked after and they're sought after. David here, being the writer, understands that, and he says, you know what? When I was a shepherd, when I had my sheep out there, I made sure that I protected them. When they went through any kind of a dangerous situation, my job as shepherd was to protect my sheep. Let me submit to you today that God's job on heaven, amongst many other jobs, is to protect you and to protect me, to keep us from harm, to keep us from danger. And as we walk, God delights in protecting you, and he delights in protecting me. And you ought to say amen to that, amen. God is good, and God is good all the time. Say, even in the valleys, God is good. And by the way, the shepherd does go with the sheep through the valley. And so any good shepherd is going to not drive his sheep through the valley, but he's going to walk through the valley with them. He's going to go with them. He's going to make sure that they see him. He's the leader. He's the one in charge, and they can keep their eyes on the shepherd. And as they go through the valley, they don't have to fear.
Amen.
David speaking from personal experience, from being a shepherd, but also having a shepherd. several things about this verse that we're going to pull out. We're going to take some individual words here and look at some things this morning to trust to be a blessing to you and a help as we consider the protection of David's shepherd. The protection of David's shepherd. Notice, first of all, he's being protected through the shadows of death. Protected through the shadow of death. Notice what he says. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. David again speaking. And I want us to consider the word walk. The word walk means to carry away. So David saying, yea, though I am carried away through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I bear. Or yea, though I come away. Or yea, though I depart. These are all words for the word walk. Yea, though I flow through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I follow through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I get away. Yea, though I grow. I thought that was an interesting word. Yea, though I grow through the valley of the shadow of death. Why? It is in the valleys oftentimes when we grow the most. Amen. Normally it brings the hardships to help us grow. One of the words for walk here translated means to grow. And so David is saying, yea, though I grow through the valley of the shadow of death, yea, though I lead forth, or yea, though I let down, or yea, though I march, or yea, though I prosper, yea, though I cause myself to run or spread or to take away, take my journey, or yea, though I am weak. Amen. Is another good word. So two interesting words that I found, weak is one and grow is another. Yea, though I'm weak through the valley of the shadow of death, we often lose strength through the valleys. Oftentimes we want to give up. But you know, if I give up in the valley, if I quit in the valley, the shepherd's still moving.
That's right.
I've got to keep up with the shepherd. Oh, saint of God, don't give up. Saint of God, don't quit as you walk. David said, yea, though I walk. The Treasury of David commentary says this, yea, though I walk, indicates the steady advance of a soul which knows its road. It knows its end. It resolves to follow the path, and it feels quite safe, and it is therefore perfectly calm and composed, even through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. How can I be calm, preacher? How can I be composed, preacher? How can I walk steadily, preacher? Because I see the shepherd.
Amen.
And I know the shepherd's with me. And I know the shepherd's providing for me. And I know the shepherd's protecting me. And I know the shepherd's purifying me. And I know the shepherd is there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can walk through this valley.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Do I like the valley? Not necessarily.
Amen.
But I know it's a good valley for me. So we consider the walk through this valley. I want you to consider our next word. Not only when we see the protection of the shepherd, he's protected through the shadows of death. Notice this next word. We see the walk, but then he says, yea, though I walk through the valley. Yea, though I walk through the valley. I'm glad David said through. That means David expects to get to the other side. That means that David says, you know, I don't have to camp out here. Hey, I'm not going to be here all my life. It's not like purchasing a tent or a dwelling place. I'm not going to be here all my life. I'm just a passing through. It's not going to be forever in the valley. I'm not going to always be down. It's not going to always be tough. It's not going to always be hard. Sometimes I'm going to get out of the valley and I'm going to the other side. Yea, though I walk, I'm progressing, I'm advancing, but I'm going through. I expect to get to the other side.
Amen.
I don't plan on staying in the valley. David has some foresight. He says, look, I know one thing. My shepherd is going to take me through to the other side. And yea, though I walk through the valley. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, the children of Israel walked through the Red Sea. They didn't camp out in the middle. Hey, they went through the Jordan River. They didn't stay in the middle of Jordan. They went through Canaan land until they found their place to camp out. Hey, they are going through. I'm going to the other side. There's hope on the other side. There's some place on the other side. I'm not going to stay in the valley forever. Let me submit to you today, Christian, you may be going through a dark valley. It may seem like death to you. But David said, I'm only walking through. There's hope on the other side. Ms. Dawson said, there is hope in that rugged place where tears and sorrow dwell.
Amen.
Hey, but God says, can't you hear him gently calling? I'm here and all is well.
Hey, the shepherd goes before. He's blazing the trail. And he says, come on, sheep. I know we got to go through this valley. I know you don't like it. I know it's tough. I know it's rough. But yea, though I walk, though I advance, though I progress through this thing, we're going to the other side. We're going to the other side. Yea, though I walk. This is probably one of the most familiar areas of Scripture. We read it to people on their deathbeds all the time, and elderly when they are about to go off into glory, to give them hope, knowing that, hey, though I'm walking through this valley, and though this shadow of death seems to be hanging over my head like a dark cloud, I'm not going to fear no evil. Why? God's with me. The Savior's with me. The Lord's with me. I've got nothing to fear. I can advance. I can go. I can prosper. Why? He's with me.
Amen.
He's holding my hand. And it brings comfort. David said, I'm not stopping in the valley, but I'm walking through.
Amen.
For the sheep, the valley life can produce predators, and so it's dangerous for them. It can produce storms oftentimes, and there's poisonous weeds, and flash floods oftentimes happen in the valley. Why? Because water flows downhill. And so as the shepherd is going through the valley with the sheep, oftentimes there are many things that can happen to them. They're not fun times. They can be scary times. They can be dangerous times. They can be emotionally draining times as the shepherd travels through the valley.
Amen.
It's not always an easy time. But there are certain things that are down on the valley floor that oftentimes aren't on the mountaintop. Because of the fresh supply of water, there's often good drinking water for the sheep. There's often less vegetation down for the sheep. There's often fertile feeding ground for the sheep. And by the way, you can't keep going up forever. You must come down to the valley sometimes from time to time. You can't live on the valley. I mean, live in the mountaintops as much as we'd like to. You can't live in the mountains.
You
say, preacher, I beg to differ. I lived in the mountains all my life, but you had to come down and go to the grocery store.
Oh, amen, Pastor. Amen.
You had to come down to see Aunt Betty and Uncle Sue. Uncle Sam. You had to come down off that mountaintop sometimes. You had to come down to see some people. You had to come down to do some grocery shopping. You had to come down from time to time. Hey, the water doesn't flow uphill, my friend. It flows downhill.
That's what it does, Pastor. It does.
Amen. And so as the shepherd was leading his sheep, oftentimes they had to go through the valley. The word valley means a gorge, a narrow point between two high points, a narrow, steep-walled canyon similar to our Grand Canyon. You know, when you're down in the valley, you can't see much up and over the top. How many of you ever hiked down to the Grand Canyon? Amen. We went about halfway down. And I wish I'd never gone halfway down, because I had to come halfway back up, which seemed like I went all the way back up.
Uh-oh.
And it's amazing to me, as we went closer and closer down to the canyon floor, and as the valley began to go down, most folks stand up on the top and they look at this big old great gorge and they say, whoa, look at what God did. But when you start going down and winding down, you know, you can't see a whole lot of things up top. The only thing you can see up top is the sloping walls going up like this and things around the edge. Sloping walls on this side. And the further down I went, the less I saw up top. Now, I could see down on the floor very good. But going back up, I couldn't see a whole lot. And it amazes me, we go through the valleys of life and the going gets tough, and the more we wind down towards the bottom of the valley and we don't know, we think it's not going to stop, it's going to get worse and worse and worse, and we look up and we can't see anything this way, we can't see anything that way, we can't see anything this way, we can't see anything that way. And I tell you, sometimes you can get claustrophobic.
Yes, sir, you can, Pastor. Amen.
I've lost all sight of normalcy. I can't see what's up above. I can't see what's going on. I just got to follow the shepherd. Just got to follow the shepherd. But it's amazing. When I went down to the canyon, there's one thing I could see.
Wow.
Say, preacher, what's that? I could see the sun up above.
Amen.
I could look up, and although I couldn't see what was on land, I couldn't see what was over the top. I couldn't see this way. I couldn't see this way. I couldn't see this way. I looked up, and I could see the sun. I'm going to say, you need to see the Son of God in your valley. Hey, you may not be able to see anything else, but you've got to see the sun. You've got to see the Son of God. You've got to see Jesus in what you're going through. You've got to see God meant this for a reason. I had to go through the valley. I couldn't stay on the mountaintop. Yes, it's not good. Yes, it's painful. But the vegetation is great. The water's great. The lush vegetation I get to eat. The ground's fertile. Amen. I'm down on the valley and I need to go through this thing.
Amen.
And God meant it for good. And you've got to see the good in the valley. You've got to see the good. You don't like them any more than the sheep liked them. But guess what? That's where they had some of the best feeding. And to get to the other side, they had to go through the valley oftentimes. And David said, yea, though I walk, though I progress through this valley, I expect to get to the other side. I don't like this valley. But never, ever give up, because I can look up and I can see God. Instead of questioning God's faithfulness in the valleys of life, trust his word. Hold your finger there. Go to Lamentations chapter 3. If anybody had a valley that they were going through, it was the children of Israel. And Jeremiah wrote about it in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse number 22. Israel was destroyed. Israel was in shambles. It was because of their own sin. They found themselves in this valley of captivity. And in Lamentations 3, chapter 3 and verse 22, Jeremiah said this in his misery. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Aren't you glad God is a compassionate God?
Amen.
Aren't you glad that he loves you so much that he's not going to leave you in the valley? Amen. He says they are new every morning. What? Compassions? Mercies?
Yeah.
What does he say? Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. You know, if you don't praise God for anything else, praise him for being faithful. God is always on time. The sun always rises and always sets. Hey, you can always see the sun when you're in the valley. Hey, you can look up and you're going to see the sun. You're going to see the light of the sun. What I'm saying, when you're in the valley, see the Son of God. See the Lord Jesus Christ. See what he's trying to do. See where he's leading. See what he's doing in your life. Hey, he may be trying to lead you to salvation, to get you saved, to get you right with God. Hey, he may be trying to purify your life. He may be trying to protect you from something. Hey, he may be trying to give you the place of honor, give himself the place of honor in your life that you know he has. He may just want you to understand, yes, you possess me and I possess you. Notice what he says, verse 24, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I what? Hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. What did David say? You know what? In the valley, God is good. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear any evil. David could trust God's walking through the valley with him. Never judge God's faithfulness on the basis of what you see. Never judge God's faithfulness on the basis of how you feel. You could be wrong. Your eyesight could be wrong. Hey, I could look down. I could be down in the valley, be down in the canyon, and be down there on the floor and look up and say, you know what? Nothing exists outside this canyon. There's no houses out there. There's nothing out there, but that's on my viewpoint.
Amen.
That's on how I feel. But you guess what? You walk up that canyon and you go all the way up to the top. You'll see all sorts of trees and people and houses. What happened? My view was wrong.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, friend, in the valley, sometimes you can have a wrong viewpoint of God. And God's faithfulness in your life. You say, God, you're unfair. No, God's not unfair. God's got a valley purpose for your life. And as you walk through it, he's trying to teach you something. Maybe to understand that he possesses you and you possess him. Maybe to protect you. I don't know. But I can tell you this. If you judge God's faithfulness down in the valley based upon what you see or what you perceive, you might get it wrong.
Amen.
You might get it wrong. Never judge God's faithfulness on how you feel. Or what you see. God has a way. If that was the case, the children of Israel were banked up against the Red Sea.
Yeah.
You know what they said? Moses, you brought us here to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
You brought us in. Hey, they judged by what they could see. They saw Pharaoh's chariots coming. They said, see, Moses, you should have left us in Egypt. Might as well just kill us right now. Never judge. But God parted the Red Sea.
Yes,
he said, I'm going to take you through the Red Sea.
Amen.
Never judge God's faithfulness based upon what you see or how you feel. You could be wrong. God knows what he's doing. He's the great shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. And he's taking you through a valley right now. And you may not like it, but don't judge God's faithfulness. Amen. He will show you when you get to the other side. David, writing this psalm, could trust God walking through the valleys of his life, because he knew the valleys were only temporary. He knew he had valleys before. He had the Goliath valley that he went through. It was only temporary. He had the Saul valley that he went through. It was only temporary. He had the Absalom valley that he went through. It was only temporary. And knowing that allowed David to remain faithful. Why? Goliath was temporary. Absalom was temporary. Saul was temporary. They were all valleys that he had to go through. Hey, my friend, I don't know what your valley is today, but let me tell you something. It's only temporary. Good. Say, preacher, but I've had it all my life. You won't have it all eternity. Hallelujah and praise God. Hey, I'm just a passing through. Yes, Paul said, I had a thorn in the flesh. Messenger of Satan to buffet me. I said, Lord, three times, take it away. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Paul said, more gladly than why. Glory in my infirmities, that the power of God can rest upon me.
That's good, Pastor. That's good.
What am I saying? Valleys are only temporary.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
And even if it happens to endure longer than you think you can bear, God is still faithful.
That's right, Pastor.
Because even in the valley, God's good. David writing here, I'm sure flashing across his mind was Saul and Absalom and Goliath. We don't know when he wrote it, but we do know this, that walking through the valleys, David was assured that thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Go back to Psalms. And while you're going there, I'm reminded of Hebrews 12:2. Say, preacher, what makes that so special? Because when you're in the valley and you look up, you can't see a whole lot. But you can see the sun. And Hebrews 12 in verse 2 says this, looking unto Jesus. Matter of fact, verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. What am I saying? Hey, when I'm in the valley, I can look up and I can't see a whole lot but sloping walls. I can't see what's on the other side. I can't see what's on that side. I can't see what's back here, but I can look up and see the sun, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. You know, oftentimes through the valleys we can get faint. We can want to give up. We can want to say, Lord, you've given me more than my share. But let me remind you, you're not alone. Our Savior walked through the valley of the shadow of death as well. And he did it for you. Lord, you don't know what it's like to walk through this valley, this shadow of death, this feeling of doom on my life. Lord, you don't know what it's like. I remember he went through the Garden of Gethsemane. And I remember the disciples couldn't even stay awake and pray. I remember him sweating great drops of blood, as it were, the Bible says. All going through the valley of the shadow of death. A death was looming over him. It was close to him. It was near to him. But yet still he did it for you and he did it for me. So don't you tell me the Savior doesn't know what it's like to go through the valley of the shadow of death. David said, thou art with me.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Fred, it may be tough.
Amen.
But you have the assurance that Jesus Christ himself is with you.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
You've got the assurance that he's gone through before. We're talking about Jehovah. The Lord. Jehovah, my provider. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. He's my God. He's my protector. He's my banner. He's mine. Jehovah, the Lord. David said, I'm not going to fear. You're with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. What am I saying? David said, you know, going about this protection through the shadows of death. I've got this walk. I'm going through the valley. You can always see up and see the Son of God. When we're in the valleys of life, it's hard to see anything else, but you can always see up and you can always see the Son. It's not the valley of death that David is talking about, but notice what it says down in verse number 4 again. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's just a shadow. Some people are afraid of their own shadow.
Yes, they are. Pastor, they are.
Now, I can vouch. My shadow has frightened me a time or two.
Pastor. I hear you.
I turned around and saw something moving. I look, and it's my shadow. I'm thinking, I'm glad it's just my shadow.
Amen.
I'm glad it's just my shadow.
Thank goodness.
I remember we were kids, we used to go and fly kites, and the kite would go way up, and we would play this game. If the kite got on you, then you were dead, and so you'd have to fall out in the grass. As the big old kite came and covered you up with darkness, you had to fall. I'm glad it's only a shadow.
Amen.
Glad it was only a shadow.
Amen. That's good, Pastor.
Maybe today, you're walking through a valley. And it feels like death. But let me assure you, David said, you know, it's only a shadow. It's only a shadow. Maybe you're going through the valley of the shadow of discouragement. Say, preacher, what's so tough about going through the valley of discouragement? Discouragement means somebody's taking courage out of you. So when someone discourages you, they take courage that was in you out of you, so you can't do what you normally could do courageously. That's why we say, hey, don't discourage me. Don't be a discouragement. Don't discourage people. Why? It takes the courage out of someone, and they cannot do what they used to do. And many folks are in the valley of discouragement. They can't find the right job. They can't find the right spouse. They can't seem to have their children do right. They can't find a pay raise. They can't find the right house. They can't find this, and they're discouraged. And let me tell you something, friend. Today, God is walking through the valley with you. Valley of discouragement. Maybe it's the valley of defilement. I've sinned and I don't know what to do. I might as well pack up and go home. Let me remind you, he said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. I don't care how bad you sin. I don't care how far you've gone. David committed adultery. David had murdered. David had lied and David coveted. David did many things, but David could still say, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, did he get beat? Yeah, he did.
Yes, sir, he did.
And that just meant God was with him. Maybe you're going through the valley of the shadow of disagreement. Nobody agrees with me, preacher. Nobody's got to agree with you. As long as God agrees with you, you're all right.
Amen,
hey, me and God's a majority anytime.
Yes, sir,
and so it matters not if you agree with me. As long as it matters is God agrees with me.
That's right.
And I agree with God.
Maybe
the valley of the shadow of disappointment. Maybe things are just disappointing right now. It's not going the way you seem. And you're in this valley of disappointment, disagreement, defilement, discouragement. Maybe despair is your thing. Maybe a decision is your thing. I don't know what to do, preacher. I don't know which way to turn, preacher. I don't know who to seek counsel from. Seek it from God.
Amen.
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 That's what David did.
Amen.
Maybe it's the valley of desperation. I'm just desperate, preacher. Oh, how many young girls get desperate. I'm desperate. I got to get married before it's too late. Don't be desperate. Don't settle for the first bank robber that comes your way. Don't settle for the first pedophile that comes your way. Don't settle for the first groper that comes your way just because he says, hey, honey, you look good. A monkey will say it to you. You going to get him too?
Amen.
Just because they speak good don't mean they are good. Maybe a valley of direction. You don't know which way to go. You know, these are all valleys. No matter if you're going through the valley with shadows all around, you can always look up and see the Son of God. David said, thou art with me through the valley. He plans on making it through. My wife sang a song before. Let me read the lyrics to this song. The song is called Through. And she sang this several times here. It says this. I can't get around this time of trial. I wish I could just turn away from the pain. But you said these days would come and to just keep walking on. So I'll keep clinging to the one thing I'm sure of. Your presence is enough to meet every need. And I will find my strength when I place my faith in you, loving shepherd, my hope forever. Then the chorus says, even though the darkness invades the light all around me and the shadows make life so unclear, I will never fear, for you promised that you'd never leave me. Even now, Lord, I know you are here. And I don't have to wonder if you'll make a way before me. I can trust your word is ever true. You never said you'd keep me from the valley, but you'll always take me through.
Amen.
It says, there is peace beyond all understanding, for my heart has found a resting place, a rock that is secure. Lord, your mercy will endure forever and ever. Jesus, my shelter. Then the chorus repeats itself. Even though the darkness invades the light all around me and the shadows make life so unclear, I will never fear, for you promised that you'd never leave me. If now, Lord, I know you're here. And I don't have to wonder if you'd make a way before me. I can trust your word is ever true. Never said you'd keep me from the valley, but you'll always take me through. Then it says, through every doubt, through every tear, through every hurt, God, you are here. You're my defender, my mighty strong tower, and you will always be faithful to me. And folks, I know about that. I've had my share of valleys too. Said, even though the darkness invades the light all around me and the shadows make life so unclear, I will never fear, for you promise you'd never leave me. Even now, Lord, I know you are here, and I don't have to wonder if you'll make a way before me. I can trust your word is ever true. Amen. You never said you'd keep me from the valley. Lord, you never said you'd keep me from the valley, but you'll always take me through. You'll never leave me. Lord, you'll always take me through. Every time I think about that song, I think about the valleys that I've gone through in my life. Not one time has God ever left me destitute. Not one time has he ever left me dangling. Not one time has he ever left me defeated. Each time he's taken me through a valley, he's led me all the way. He's taken me by the hand. I didn't always understand it. I couldn't always see the way that was clear. I couldn't always see up on top of the mountain, but I could always look up and see the Son of God.
Amen.
And I always knew that he was leading.
Amen.
I don't know what you're going through today. I know David said, you know what? You'll always take me through. David goes on, often it's not until we've gone through the valley that we discover how much we really needed our shepherd. He always brings us through. The preacher that I preach for on Wednesday began asking about hard times and tough times. He's got a ministry of 2 years old and began asking, what are some of the hardships that you've had to face and go through? The interns that I interviewed last week asked me the same thing. They said, what's the toughest part about the ministry? What's the toughest thing about being a pastor? What's the toughest thing about getting a church started and going? And I gave them this answer. I said, the toughest thing about the ministry is people.
That's right. Amen.
They said, what's the greatest thing about the ministry? I said, people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you have those that will use and abuse you. Yes. You have those that will be used of God for you.
Amen.
And so the greatest of blessings can be people. The worst of curses can be people.
Yes, sir.
And they can help go through the valley. But you know, even in the valley, God is good. And God can teach you some things in the valley.
That's it, Pastor.
And in my valleys, I've learned some valuable lessons.
Amen.
Would I like to go through my valleys again? Not on your life.
That's right, Pastor. Amen.
But I'm glad I went through it.
Amen.
David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm going through. I'm walking. I've got this valley. There's a shadow of death. Shadow of death indicates the nearness of something that's blocking the light. But remember this, if there's a shadow, there's also light. You can't have a shadow without having some light. There's pure darkness, there is no light. But if there's a shadow, then that means there's light lurking somewhere around. Hey, if I can see my shadow, that means there's light. God is light in him, and there's no darkness at all. If I've got some shadows in my life, then somewhere God's light is shining. Somewhere he's out there. Somewhere he's shining on me. I just need to go to the light. Look up, and you'll always see the light. You go into a cave, there is no light. But if God is near, there is light, because God is light, in him there is no darkness at all.
Amen.
And the shadow of death begins to bring in something then that is threatening. And for David, it could possibly have been a life-threatening situation. Nonetheless, it's still only a shadow. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it could be an unknown illness. It could be an unknown sickness. You could be feeling friendless or directionless. However, it's only a shadow. Shadows are often bigger than the object. But my friend, God is bigger than the shadow.
Amen. Say that again, Pastor.
We watched a video last night about creation, just talking about the universe and the stars. And the Bible just gives this in verse 4. He made the stars also. And they began to go on an expanse of space to all these stars. They began talking about this star is bigger than 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 this star. And these are in these galaxies and these are in clusters. And you just get like, whoa. God, you're big.
Yes, sir, he is.
And nonetheless, with all that, God is still omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient. He's everywhere at the same time. But yet and still, in this big expanse of the universe, one insignificant planet did Jesus Christ come to die on.
Right.
He didn't go to any other planet but ours.
No, he did not.
He could have went to Pluto. He could have went to Mars. He could have went to Uranus. He could have went to any of those places. But guess what? He came to Earth. And Earth is just situated just right. If it's too much closer, we'd burn up. It's too far away, we'd freeze. And God sent his son to that planet and said this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He didn't come to any other planet but this one. And God's love is centered on this planet. God's people, Israel, centered on this planet. God's program is centered on this planet. God's a whole dealing is on this planet. Jesus Christ will rule Israel from this planet. God is good. Even in the valley. Now, by the way, Israel's going through a valley right now. It doesn't seem like they're going to be much of anything, but God's got a plan for them. Even in the valley, God is good. The shadow is something that blocks out the light. And we don't know what this illness is, but God is bigger than the shadow. It's only a shadow. Shadows are bigger than the object. However, God is bigger than the shadow. A shadow has no weight. A shadow has no bite. A shadow has no bark. A shadow is just the sight of a big burden. A shadow doesn't bite. It won't bark. It won't bend. It won't bow. It won't do any of those things. But we are so stymied from shadows. Sometimes we get so petrified from shadows. It may be death, but however, death is just a door to the dwelling of God for the child of God. The treasury of David says this about the valley of the shadow of death. Death in its substance has been removed, and only the shadow of it remains. Someone has said that when there is a shadow, there must be light somewhere, and so there is. Death stands by the side of the highway in which we have to travel, and the light of heaven shining upon him throws a shadow across our path. Let us then rejoice that there is a light beyond. Nobody is afraid of a shadow, or should not be, for a shadow cannot stop a man's pathway even for a moment. The shadow of a dog cannot bite. The shadow of a sword cannot kill. The shadow of death cannot destroy us. Let us not therefore be afraid. However big the shadow may be, God is still bigger. I don't know what your shadow is today. Maybe it is a shadow of death, but it's only a shadow. Maybe it is an illness. Maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's a loss of job. Maybe it's a loss of child. Maybe it's a worry that you have about your spouse. Maybe it's a worry you have about your children. But my friend, it's only a shadow. And as you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, my friend, look up and see the Son of God. See the Lord Jesus Christ. See the Lord who is my shepherd. And because he is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hey, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He does all that for me. Why? Because he loves me. And he loves you. I don't know where you're at, but David would go on to say, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. I don't know about you, but I'm not crazy about valleys. But I've got to trust my shepherd. And I've got to trust that when he sends me through a valley, it's never to leave me. It's never to forsake me. It's never to abandon me. Oftentimes it's to prove me, to test me, to train me, to teach me, to feed me, to provide for me, to show me that even in the valley, he's still good. Even when I can't see what's going on around, even when I'm down in a deep ravine, and when I can only look up and only thing I can see is the sun, that's all I need to see.
Amen.
Is his face. That's all I need to see is my Savior. Where's your valley at today? I don't know what it is, but I can tell you this, Jesus said, I'll go through it with you. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, God wants to take you through today. Maybe today you need to be saved. Maybe the whole reason why you came here today was that you could hear how God loved you. Yes, I'm talking to you. And Jesus died for you. Yes, I'm talking to you. Maybe the whole reason why you came was to know God loved you and Jesus died for you. He took the penalty of sin for you because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. Maybe the only reason you came was because you're in this valley right now. You can't see up. You can't see what's going on. You can't see anything. And Jesus is saying, I got you in the valley so you can look up and see me. Maybe today you need to see that without Jesus Christ being your shepherd and your savior, you will die and go to a place called hell. Amen. But you need to be saved. Maybe today you'll let someone take a Bible and show you how you can have David's shepherd as your shepherd, David's savior as your savior. And maybe you're going through these times of Goliaths and all these giants in your life, and you're in this valley and you just feel like a dwarf. But Jesus said, I go with you through the valley. David said, I'm going to fear no evil, for thou art with me. Christian, as you're going through a valley today, maybe God's trying to teach you to be more dependent upon him. Maybe to be more ready for him to take you places, to lead you places, to do things in your life. You never find the sheep questioning the shepherd's direction. But you also never find the shepherd taking the sheep someplace that he hadn't scoped out to make sure it's safe. God's not going to lead you in anything he can't take care of you in. What am I saying here today? The protection of David's shepherd. He talks about the walk. He talks about the valley. He talks about the shadow. And that shadow is a shadow of death. Something is coming close to David. But David said, you know what? I'm not going to be afraid because I can look up and see the sun and I can understand that I'm going through. And I'm going to the other side. Maybe it's the other side to glory. Maybe it's through this trial, but I'm going through the other side. My friend, if you need to be saved, please get saved today. Amen. We're going to finish this up next time, but for today, determine what's your valley. What is that dark spot that you're going through today? Amen. What is that situation that you need help with today? What is that thing that you can't see that's casting a shadow over your life? Maybe it's a wife, maybe it's a husband, maybe it's a child, maybe it's a bill, maybe it's a health need, maybe it's finances, but there's a shadow. David said, yea, though I walk through this valley, it's only a shadow, but it's a shadow of death. I don't like it. It's fearful. But he said, you know what? Even though through this valley, thou art with me. If Jesus is not your Savior, call him today. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ask him today to save you. Christian, trust him today. His mercies are new every morning. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, one looking around. Father, we pray now that you'd bless in this invitation time. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed, no one looking around. How many today would be honest and say, preacher, you know, I've got a valley that I'm going through today and I need some prayer through this valley. I need to make sure that I make the right decisions. I need to make sure I do the right things through this valley. I am going through a valley. Going through a tough time. Would you pray for me today? You'd raise your hand. I'm going through a valley. Pray for me. Anybody all across this room? I'm going through a valley. I've got some tough situations facing me. I'm in a valley. Pray for me, preacher. Amen. 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 You may put them down. You know, God is here as a shepherd to lead us through the valley. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know, maybe today you're here without Jesus Christ. And if you're to die today, you're not 100% confident that you'd go to heaven. You know, Jesus wants to save you today. If you came here today seeking answers and not knowing why you came, perhaps Jesus Christ wants to make you his child. He wants to make you one of his sheep and he your shepherd. And maybe you need to ask him to save you today. With heads bowed and eyes are closed, many raised their hands saying, preacher, pray for me. I'm in a valley. But how many would say, preacher, today, I'm not sure about that. I'd go to heaven. I'm concerned about it, but I'm not sure. Would you pray for me? All across this room, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Man, woman, boy, girl, you raise your hand. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. I'm not sure if I died right now, I'd go to heaven. I'm concerned about it. Would you pray for me, preacher? I won't call you out. I won't pick you out. I'll just acknowledge your hand and pray for you. Anybody at all? Say, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. If I died right now, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven. By the way, if you don't go to heaven, there is one place you go. That's to hell. But the Bible says God loved the world. He didn't want that for you. Father, bless now these next several moments as people make decisions about their valley and how they want to wait on you as their shepherd to guide and lead them through the valley. Lord, I pray that as they are making decisions, they would trust you, not based upon what they see or how they feel, but on your faithfulness and your word. Guide us today as your sheep. Direct us, Lord, by your loving hand. Thank you for loving us. Bless now that one that's hanging in the balance, needing to be saved, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Maybe God spoke in your heart. Maybe you need to come down to an old-fashioned altar and pray. Maybe there's some things going on in your life that only God can help you with. Maybe there's a valley. You come down to an old-fashioned altar. Say, yay, I'm walking through this valley. It feels like a shadow of death, but I'm not going to worry. God's with me. Would you come? The altar's open. You can come and pray. What's your valley today? The song is, oh, how he loves you and me. What's that valley? How about it? Are you sure heaven is your home? Would you like to be saved today? We can take a Bible and show you how you can be saved today. You can know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You can have him as your shepherd. He'll guide you through the valleys that you go through. Without the shepherd, the sheep would be totally lost. Without Jesus Christ, we're totally lost. Why? The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. How about it today, friend? Are you saved? You know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Is he your shepherd today? How about it? Christians are praying, how about you? What's your valley? Won't you let Jesus Christ guide you through your valley? Let him walk you through the valley. Take him at his word. Do you need to be saved today? Is heaven your home? Say, preacher, I got some doubts about heaven. Well, let us take the Bible and show you how you can be sure. Get rid of your doubts. Man, woman, boy, girl, would you like to be saved? All you have to do is come. We'll take the Bible and show you. How about it? Would you come? Is that the asking? For whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. And washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned. And come short of the glory of God. With a heart man believeth in the righteousness, with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. How about it today, friend? Jesus to Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show.
What he did there, what hope and despair.
Oh, how he loves you and me.
Oh, how Jesus loves you. Oh, how Jesus loves you.
Father, thank you once again for using the Holy Spirit and the powerful penned down word of God. Allowing David's life to be an illustration to us of the protective shepherd over the wayward sheep. Lord, thank you that as we go through the valleys, that you're with us. Thank you that David turned his attention from speaking about you to speaking to you. Lord, help us to take our attention and turn our attention away from speaking so much about you through our valleys and start talking more to you and with you. Lord, we may get that peace that passes all understanding as we go through the valleys. Lord, these shadows sometimes can loom over us and we can't see our way. And we become so disheartened, so discouraged, so defeated, so delusioned, Lord, that we can't see. And Lord, grab us by the hand. Help us to look unto you, Lord Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, if there is one here today without Jesus Christ, help them to be saved before it's everlasting too late. Bless now and remainder of our activities today. Thank you for loving us and being our shepherd and guiding us. In Jesus' name. Pastor, why have you come? Max him to close us in